The French fashion company Dior has reached an agreement with New Caledonia's Kanak population after it came under fire for using traditional plants in its cosmetics research. The brand took out 6 patents on extracts from plants native to the French Pacific Territory, and last year the country's chiefly Senate sought compensation. Priyanka Srinivasan from the ABC's Pacific Beat has this exclusive report.
The new eau de parfum, Dior.
Dior is known for its high-end designs, luxury perfumes, and top-end makeup. And in the 90s, the French fashion brand's search for new products led it to the forests of New Caledonia in the Pacific. Collaborating with scientists from the Institute of Research and Development, Dior took out 6 patents extracted from plants native to the island. But those plants had been long used by New Caledonia's indigenous Kanak population as medicine. And Kanak leaders accused Dior of taking advantage of their traditional knowledge. Cyprian Kawa is a tribal chief and member of New Caledonia's customary Senate.
We don't have the exact details, but in any case, we understand the plants were used by tribes as a form of traditional medicine to heal various diseases.
The ABC understands Dior never used the plants in their products, and the patents have since expired. But 2 years ago, the body which brings together New Caledonia's chiefs, the customary Senate, commenced negotiations with Dior. The chiefs wanted more information about the patents and sought compensation for what they say was the use of Kanak science, technology and culture. They've now reached a confidential agreement. In a joint statement released by the Senate and the CEO of Parfum Christian Dior, the company says it reaffirms its support of Kanak communities for their traditional knowledge. It's an acknowledgement the customary Senate says it's honoured to hear, and Cyprian Kawa agrees.
We have engaged in serious discussions so that everyone can share their account of what took place, and notably to make sure that this sort of thing can never happen again on Kanak territory of New Caledonia.
Thomas Borelli is a scholar in environmental law from the University of Ottawa. He discovered the history of the Dior patents and brought it to the attention of Kanak leaders 4 years ago, becoming a consultant on the case. Though details of the agreement remain under wraps, he says he's also pleased with the outcome.
The result, it's a big success. I have never seen this happening in France, and I'm quite happy.
Mr. Borelli says the case with Dior is not isolated. He has found many examples of private companies using indigenous knowledge in their research for new products.
Indigenous communities have shared their knowledge very generously for the good of humanity, you know. When you see like commercial use, or you see people like trying to benefit from it without sharing anything, here you have a moral issue.
For Cyprian Kawa, the case reveals the enduring impact of colonization on Indigenous people. And he says the outcome has underlined the value of his people's culture in international research.
The colonization of our land involved the looting of our natural resources, and that included our traditional medicine.
Cyprian Kawa from New Caledonia's customary Senate, that report from Priyanka Srinivasan. And a spokesman for Dior has told the ABC the company complies strictly with national and international regulations.